What's going on at American Select is we are going about obtaining ballot access for a ticket that will be directly nominated by the American people. So at American Select, any registered voter in the United States can be a delegate to a convention that we're going to be holding in June of 2012 for the presidency. And the ticket that comes out of that convention will be on the ballot in all 50 states.
Let's step back. People who go to the AmericansElect.org website, they list, if you join, you list your priorities, whether it be domestic policy, the economy, something like that, and you move from there.
Right. And what we're doing at Americans Elect is, you know, people have traditionally been forced into really two areas. You're either red or you're blue. And most of us have a more nuanced political identity than that. And in every other facet of our life, you have infinite choice, and politics is the only area where you're forced to choose between brand A and brand B. So what I mentioned is that there's a real political innovation that's going on here, in so much as this is the first time 50-state ballot access is going to be acquired for a ticket to be directly named by the American people. But that allows us to reimagine what a presidential primary looks like. And we're doing that in three distinct ways. Delegates to Americans Elect will be able to, first, discuss and debate the rules of the convention. They will be developing a platform of questions that every candidate has to answer. So we're not like a party. We don't have special interests or prescriptive issues. We're not telling you what we think about issue A or issue B, but we're asking questions. And the delegates will be able to ask questions of the candidates through this platform of questions they develop. And third, and really most importantly of all of these, is the delegates will be able to draft candidates. So any delegate can start a draft movement for a candidate of their choice. And so this really becomes an opportunity for everyday Americans to put forward the best Americans to run. So we're taking what have in effect been the functions of the parties, you know, in the smoky back rooms, and we're making those the functions of the delegates to Americans Elect by allowing them to discuss and debate the rules, develop a platform of questions, and draft candidates.
Candidates are drafted. That means that these are candidates who have not publicly said they're interested in running for president. And at some point, you start to narrow the drafted candidates down. I think you get to a level of six, and from there you go for the candidate.
That's just it. So these individuals who are drafted by the American people, they can say no, 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 that they're not running, you know, as we see so many presidential candidates do, all the way up until they get into our convention. Then only after an initial round of voting occurs are they finally forced to say whether or not they will run. And that's going to really allow the American people, if they want, to coalesce around the best candidates and show their support for those candidates and really change an individual's political calculation. So you might have somebody who, sitting there from a standing start with no support, isn't going to put themselves out there to run. But if they see 5, 10, 15 million Americans, and all the polling we've done shows that there's an appetite for this that's on that scale. If they've seen millions of Americans come out and support their candidacy, now how does that change their political calculus? And what we're, in fact, asking everyday Americans to do is to come out and put forward the best candidates. You know, how many times have you heard somebody lamenting, you know, I just don't feel like the best people in America run for the presidency? And they don't. And one of the reasons they don't is because the process is so painful.
Bipartisanship is, or not even bipartisanship, but the elimination of partisanship, perhaps is a better way to put it, is a goal of this process. And it is perhaps most obvious when these six final draftees, if they've decided to then become actual nominees for this position on the ballot, they have to name the running mate. And there's something unique in the process when you're asking them to name their running mate.
Well, that's just it. When they rename their running mate, they have to reach across the political space, and the tickets are nonpartisan in so much as two R's and two D's can't run together. You know, if they want to do that, we have the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, and they can run through those two parties. So the Americans Elect, the ticket is nonpartisan in so much as a Republican can run with an independent with a Democrat, or a Democrat with a Republican. And there's precedent for this in our political history. You know, let's remember in 2008, John McCain spoke at length about running with Joe Lieberman, but that ticket wasn't viable within the Republican Party. 2004, John Kerry spoke about running with John McCain, but that ticket also wasn't viable within the party construct. By removing the walls the parties have put up, it allows much more dynamic leadership to emerge in our political system and puts a lot more power into the hands of everyday Americans to put forward the best ticket that they can.
You're on the ballot in Arkansas. You earned the signatures for access there. You're on the ballot in several states. Do you know, as of our conversation now, what your tally is?
We need 2.9 million signatures to get on the ballot in all 50 states. 50 states, 50 different sets of ballot access rules. Those 2 million signatures represent 2 million out of 2.9 million that you need nationally. So we're going to be on the ballot in 2011 in 28 states plus the District of Columbia. The only reason we'll only be on 28 plus the district in 2011 is because by law you can't start circulating signatures in the other 22 states. So we're going as fast as we can, and we've seen a huge appetite for this in all of the states. And in 2012, it's going to be a three-horse race, you know, the Republicans, the Democrats, and the American people, as manifested through Americans Elect.
Part of the idea here is to eliminate those one-dimensional litmus tests that
Sure.
someone has to have to get, you know, to be eventually on my November ballot every 4 years. You have to feel this way about this issue if you want this party nomination.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's just it. And, you know, let's remember, this may sound like an old idea or a new idea, but it's really an old idea. The founding fathers, in our founding documents, nowhere are the two parties mentioned. In fact, the founding fathers warned at length about the two parties and the negative effects that they might have on our political system. For instance, if I could quote something to you, George Washington in his farewell address said, "The alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension, which is in different ages and countries, has perpetuated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism." So we've received warnings about the political space we're in from our forefathers. And what this is doing is really leveraging some of our newest technologies to get us back to our oldest democratic values.
It should be pointed out that this process may not, you know, give rise to a maverick candidate, because when you think of Perot, he had not been in politics. He was a very wealthy businessman. The idea here is not necessarily to get a maverick. It's to break through the political barrier. So you may very well have a sitting congressman, a governor, someone who is in policymaking.
Absolutely. I think that we're going to really see who the American people put forward. I mean, that's what's great about this process is it is a initiative that rewards individuals coming to solutions that are based off of building coalitions of folks from the right and from the left. It changes the incentive structure and how we govern. Right now, all of the incentives are for Republicans to run to the far right and Democrats to run for the far left, because that's where they get elected from, the far right and far left of their parties. Well, what happens if they get elected in a space that isn't from the far right and far left, and we provide a franchise and a constituency to all these people who are homeless, who don't feel well represented by either of the parties? Suddenly, the behavior that's rewarded is the behavior that gets to solutions-based governance and stable governance for the American people. And that's not what we're seeing right now.
Let me just be a cynic for 1 minute. You see polls and the president's approval rating very low, Congress's approval ratings even lower. People say they're frustrated, but then when you get to someone about their representative in their backyard, but no, this guy's okay. Is there a concern that there is this sort of universal, stereotypical frustration, but when push comes to shove, there is a comfort in a two-party system for many people, and they might balk at something that is so different?
You know, I think we've seen in the past decade when our politics seemed dysfunctional, and our politics has been dysfunctional for some time now, but when the economy seemed to be chugging along and our lives seemed to be in a good space and people could make ends meet, you know, we really didn't need to ask too much of our politicians. Well, now we're in a position as a country where we really need to come together to find solutions to the crucial issues that are facing us. We have a jobs crisis. We have significant debt that's mounted, and we're engaged in three wars. So when we have a government that can't govern, it becomes unsustainable for us as a people, and that status quo is no longer acceptable. And in much of the polling, we're seeing the largest growing demographic of American voters are those who self-identify as independents, people who don't feel represented by either of those parties. So times are changing right now, and I think also it's important to realize that this isn't a third party, so the ticket you may very well see could be a Republican with an independent or a Democrat with a Republican. So you're not asking folks to turn their back on the parties. We're making the two parties better.